Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
We have an opportunity to talk to our friend Thomas Harding, Rockies reporter for MLB.com. And Thomas, thank you for joining us, especially the night before the Rockies opener. This has obviously been a season like no other, and now we're talking about 16-team playoffs, 8 playoff spots available in the National League. The Rockies' odds from this morning to this afternoon of making the postseason just got demonstrably better, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I know that it's really weird because coming off of last year, as bad as it was, they really felt like they were back in it this year. So we asked Bud Black about that today, and he's like, you know, what we're doing is managing to win the division. If we're in the playoffs, that's fine. So he likes the idea of a 16-team playoff, but their thought process was they thought they could have caught the Dodgers. Now, nobody else in the entire world believes that outside of the Rockies, but hey, someone has to believe it, right?
Right, and you have to believe it because especially in this short season, look, but the first thing we find out is that Clayton Kershaw gets put on the injured list. One of the very best pitchers in baseball, the Dodgers ace. This is the kind of thing that can really derail a season, and we're going to deal with those things from day to day all season long. For the Rockies, I look at the way they have played in the first 60 games over the past few years, and in all but one of the last 6 years, they've finished with a better record after 60 than 162. We saw how the offense looked in the first two games in the exhibition against Texas, and we know that this year, especially with the lack of ability to really get pitchers back in shape, this may be an offense-driven short sprint. That gives the Rockies an edge they don't normally have, that plus the DH, right?
Yeah, I think it does help. Now, hey, we go back 2 years ago, and there was a 162-game season that needed 163 for the Dodgers to knock the Rockies off. So that's kind of their thinking there at 20th and Blake. But, yeah, you look at it, and bringing in a Matt Kemp who just destroys the ball at Coors Field. You've got some guys that are really hitting the ball well, the top four in their lineup. It looks like they're ready to take yet another step forward. And Daniel Murphy has really come on. I mean, I know from being out there at the intra-squad games, people probably got sick of me saying this swing looks like the one he had in Washington, but it does. So there are some things to get really excited about with this team. The question is pitching. And here's something about the schedule that I think would help the Rockies maybe more than some of the other teams. You don't have those East Coast trips where it's 8-10 games on the East Coast, then coming back here and playing a 10-game homestand and going back on the road. It seems like the schedule is a little bit more balanced that way. Yeah, there are some road trips. I think there's one for 7 games at the end of at the end of August, but it's not, you have, I think, less of a chance for that Coors Field effect, which affects anybody that plays here. And if you were to take another team and put them here, they would have the same problem going from a completely different atmosphere at home to on the road. So a shorter schedule, I think you're right. It could help the Rockies in that respect.
When you look at all these rules changes this season, we're talking about the relievers have to pitch to 3 pitchers or they have to finish the inning. We're talking about the runner coming in the extra innings. All of these changes are occurring. The playoffs are changing. The DH is in. When you look at how baseball has done this in the past, obviously this season is a completely unique animal and we could discard most of these things. But how much of baseball is sort of looking at this season when it comes to those rules changes as a bit of a trial balloon and saying, hey, we might find out that some of this works and we may keep some of it. What are the odds they keep all of it when you look at everything that's changed?
Well, first of all, the runner at second base of the rules you mentioned, that is the only one that is just this year. The 3 batter rule with the relief pitchers, that came in, that was going to come in this year no matter how many games were played. I don't know how well the extra innings rule will work, to be honest with you. I can see that shortening some games, and I can see where it can help some teams as long as you went back to the old rules in the playoffs. I mean, I would think of it a lot like the National Hockey League, where they went to 4-on-4, then 3-on-3 overtime during the regular season, but they go back to the old rules during the postseason. The three-batter minimum, I like the idea, especially now. I think the rule that would have the most effect, and we're not really going to see it this year, but we would see it next year, is they cut down on the number of players you could bring up in September. I believe the limit is 28 as opposed to 40 in the past. So what you had for years was some of the teams, especially the richer teams that were in the playoff hunt, they brought up almost the entire 40-man roster, and it would seem like every one or two pitchers, Bruce Bochy would amble out to the mound, and it seemed like it took him a half hour to get there and a half hour back and change pitchers constantly during an inning. I like the idea of making that pitcher, if he can't finish the inning, face at least three batters so you don't have this constant changing of pitchers and just destroying the pace of a ball game.
The DH and the expanded playoffs. Now, the DH was basically one of the few things early on in this process for 2020 that neither side really seemed to have a big problem just putting in there. The players have wanted it for a while. The playoffs, just before you came in, I made the argument that baseball purists are going to hate it for the first year or two. But the truth of the matter is the viewing habits for sports fans are very different in 2020 when they were when baseball started in the 1800s for sure. And so baseball may find themselves liking the fact they have more playoffs, more eyes, more teams in it late, and maybe even more fans in the stands in those August and September games. Is there a possibility that both of these rules, the DH and the playoff expansion, become permanent as the season goes on?
Well, first, I believe the DH is inevitable. I know the players have wanted it for a long time. The reason it's in this year really has to do with safety, that they were trying to get the pitchers ready quickly, and they didn't want them batting and getting ready for the season. So that's why it happened. But I do believe it's inevitable. I think that the managers are going to find that they like this a whole lot, rather than having to kind of jump around with the pitcher spot. For me, what I was a National League purist, I guess, but objectively looking at the World Series and interleague play, when interleague play came in, the American League was at a decided advantage because when you build the team, you build it for 9 starting bats. And in the National League, you build it for 8. And eventually, that leads to greater depth in the American League. So I think that's going to stick. As far as the expanded playoffs concerned, I say bring it on. I mean, I'm a hockey fan. Hey, you know, a lot of teams make it in that sport. A lot of them make it in NBA. I believe that even the NFL, there's a higher percentage of their teams that make the playoffs than in baseball. And I've always believed that it would be more exciting to have more rounds of the playoffs. And I do like the way this 16-team playoff is going, where the division champions, and I believe the second seed, if I'm not mistaken, they play that entire 3-game miniseries at home. I thought that some of the most exciting times in the NBA playoffs were in the mid-1970s when they had 3-game miniseries and a lot of very good teams were booby-trapped early and upset. I'm all for that.
I like it as well, and I think that when you look at the idea that baseball does not have a salary cap, is not going to get one anytime soon, what it means is some of those teams, and the Rockies are part of it, when you're in a division with a Yankees or a Red Sox or an Angels, those kind of teams that can spend crazy amounts of money, and the Dodgers, of course, the teams in those division know you're probably only taking a crack at the wild card from year to year. Now, all of a sudden, it doesn't penalize those teams as much if you have more options. It basically tells fans, look, if your team can get to 500, you've got a shot. And to me, instead of looking at it like purists who tend to look at it and say that, well, that's what it's got to be. We want dynasties. Thing is that people don't actually love just watching the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Cardinals. They don't. They like watching their teams have a chance on occasion. This is one of the reasons the NFL over the years managed to overtake baseball, because there aren't the haves and have-nots. In the NFL, if you run your team right, you can compete. Green Bay, Wisconsin can win a championship, and you wouldn't put a new team anywhere there in any of the leagues at all. So I hope, I'm with you, I hope that baseball is looking at these things with an open mind, because I think if they do, they may be pleasantly surprised. Some of the problems that are systemic in baseball that are holdovers can somewhat be ameliorated by a lot of these changes. You talked about the DH in particular, and I agree with you on the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I say I do want expanded playoffs. Here's the funny thing about baseball, though, is that baseball has this reputation for being dynastic, okay? For the last about 20 years in the AFC, in the National Football League, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, they've quarterbacked most of the Super Bowls, okay? Football has less balance when it comes to the top teams than baseball, if you look over the years. Less balance than almost any other sport, but for some reason they live with this reputation. I think what happens a lot in baseball is that baseball is not the national television sport that the NFL is. Baseball is actually a local sport, and what happens is when your team is eliminated, you tend to fall off as a baseball viewer, because there are just so many games. And in the NFL, you tend to pay more attention. But that's been a misnomer for many years, that football has better competitive balance than baseball. It does not. If you have and football can be swayed by a quarterback. If you have the quarterback, and really it's been about a half dozen guys at any point in history that run that league, then you're the winner. But I mean, we're looking at baseball where, you know, Philadelphia Phillies have won World Series, Houston Astros. Yes, the Yankees, they do win a lot of World Series. Guess what? They haven't won one since 2009. The Giants had what people would call a dynasty, but they were winning the World Series not every year, but every other year. It's been a while since there's been a repeat World Series champion, so I think that there's been this carryover reputation that's not necessarily based on fact in baseball.
I think you're exactly right. And actually, even the stats back that up. When you look at the number of different champions over the course of the last 25 years, the worst offender is actually the NBA.
NBA is strange because at least the top players move from team to team, as opposed to quarterbacks in the NFL who do not move from team to team. So, like, you can have you can have a few guys show up on a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Brooklyn Nets, or even the Boston Celtics when they kind of form something there. You can have a bunch of guys show up on one team, and that team is good for a few years. In the NFL, it's based on one guy, and that's the quarterback. I mean, none of them are like the NHL, where you actually have 8 seeds like the Los Angeles Kings win the Stanley Cup, and the 16th seed that played the Pittsburgh Penguins for the Stanley Cup in the Nashville Predators. But baseball, I think they take a bit of a bad rap that really isn't based on the facts.
And I think that's fair. But here's the thing that baseball does deserve the bad rap for. And in the nature of your Dodgers or your Yankees, no, it's true. It doesn't mean you're going to win it all the time. But what that lack of salary cap does, and what that massive spending difference means, is they have a margin for error that other teams do not. You can see that, okay, something didn't go well. That's okay. We'll just trade for Manny Machado for a few months to fill the gap. Look, if Nolan Arenado goes down, the Rockies are toast. There's nothing they can do to fix that. But the big money teams can. It's not a guarantee to win, but what it does is it gives you a massive margin for error that over the course of 162 games tends to come up more than once. And so the idea of expanding the playoffs minimizes that to some extent, right?
Yeah, I think it minimizes it to some extent. I think that you know, the changes with the 40-man roster minimize it, because here's something funny that I saw. Remember the 2018 season when the Rockies and Dodgers played that one-game playoff? Leading up to the trading deadline, the Dodgers traded for almost everybody. And frankly, they destroyed their own chemistry, because instead of having guys that were starters that would go for 8-9 innings, and then you had bench guys come in. They basically had two sets of starters. They said it was like hockey. You had lines that came in and out, and they destroyed their own chemistry. The thing that I'm noticing about baseball, though, is Tampa Bay has a tendency to go to the playoffs. So do the Oakland Athletics. You can be smart and get there without the biggest budgets in the world. So actually, when I watch baseball, and especially when it gets down to the playoffs, I like that idea. But here's one of the reasons why I like the expanded playoff that has nothing to do with the teams at the top. The Houston Astros went out and intentionally lost for 3 or 4 years and built their team that way. The Chicago White Sox are coming out of a period where they tanked several full seasons. I would rather have some incentive for teams to be competitive rather than for teams to say, hey, we're just going to be terrible for a few years and build our team that way and then spend some money and then suddenly we're good. I find that distasteful. So I like the fact that if you can expand the playoff and keep an expanded playoff beyond that, you cut down on some of the incentive to just have a bad team.
Yeah, I think if everything holds up health-wise, baseball is going to be pleasantly surprised by how exciting this season is, and we'll look to build on the momentum for it. And the person to follow is Thomas Harding at MLB.com, covering the Rockies. You can follow him on Twitter, Harding_@_MLB. That's easy enough. The Rockies get Texas, Oakland, and San Diego to start off. The schedule gives them an opportunity to get off to a fast start. And Thomas, I hope that's what we'll see. And so when we talk to you next time, we can talk about the momentum the Rockies are building after a subpar 2019. Thanks for the time tonight and good luck tomorrow on opening day.
Hey, I appreciate it. And let's face it, if they pitch the way they pitched in 17 and 18, they've got a chance.
All right. Thomas Harding, MLB.com. Make sure you follow everything he's doing out there. He is the man on the scene. Always love talking to Thomas. And I love that he brought up the idea, the same thing. He's a hockey fan. I'm a hockey fan, too. One of the things the hockey gets a hard time for, and Dylan is as well, sitting there in the booth, is the idea, well, half the league makes the playoffs. Well, yeah, they basically do in football and basketball, too. But here's the catch. All of those teams can win the whole thing. That's not a bad thing for baseball. That's a good thing for baseball. More fans being more invested in their teams, having more chances to win, that's what you want. Baseball's going to have it this year. They're going to stumble into it, but maybe it'll work out for the best. The Denver Broncos have their top pick signed, sealed, and delivered. Only one is left to sign on the dotted line. We'll touch base with the Broncos next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.